suggesting that we start bringing this war to the civilians, the consequence of this war, to the civilians who are harboring and helping and supporting the insurgents in Fallujah and other places. I would like to see the United States turn Fallujah into dust and tell the Iraqis, if you are going to continue to support the insurgents, you will not have homes. I would like to see the United States turn Fallujah into dust. I would like to see the United States turn Fallujah into dust, into dust, into dust, into dust, dust, dust.
Fight for my country, though I hate the war, but I deplore even more when they take me for. Think about where you live, how you typically be, when the bombs start falling in the middle of the street. It ain't difficult to see what side to choose, with all the lies they use, can't hide the truth. White lies from these white guys in the White House, might as well wear white sheets while they wipe out, I mean wipe out all opposition, and bomb color people into submission. He's got a Bible, he's down with Jesus Christ, he likes blacks, just ask for no leaves of rights. It's all evil lies in a weak disguise, see the signs, read in between the lines. You wanna save America, I'll bring your support. Arrest the president and bring him to court. Charge him and his puppeteers of war crimes. Assault, pay your reparations of all kinds. You think what I'm telling you to do is extreme, but if you live in Fallujah, it'd be a beautiful dream. So I hold my tears and my hopes and fears when you bomb our country and attack our town. Don't be surprised when the whole world cheers to see another Black Hawk down, motherfucker.
When you come with your tanks on our city streets and you say these streets are yours, when you say you'll rebuild us with bombers and oil tankers on our shores, when you've gunned down my child in Fallujah, you needn't wonder why I look at you through the blades of your copter and say it's a good day to die. I will fight for my country, I'll defend this land, I'll stare at the whites of your soldiers' eyes with this Kalashnikov in my hand. With this Kalashnikov in my hand.
Eight to the gate, to the four, to the seven.
Little devil, don't go to heaven.
Eight to the gate, to the four, to the seven.
Little devil, don't go to heaven.
Road seldom traveled by the multitude.
Now here's what I want you all to do for me.
We got to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. 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 We got to fight the powers that be.
Say the rebels in Iraq still fight for Saddam, but that's bullshit. I'll show you why it's totally wrong. Cause if another country invaded the hood tonight, it'd be warfare through Harlem and Washington Heights. I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white America's dream. I'd be fighting for my people's survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for racist churches from the south, my nigga. I'd be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clock someone who talks shit or look at you wrong? Imagine if they shot at you and was raping your moms. And of course Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons, we sold them that shit after Ronald Reagan's election. Mercenary contractors fighting a new era. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They controlling the ghetto with the fear of attack. Trying to distract the fact that they engineering the crack. So I'm strapped like Lee Malvo holding a sniper rifle. These bullets will touch your kids, and I don't mean like Mike. When your body be sent to the morgue, stripped down and recycled, I fire on house niggas that support you and like you. Cause innocent people get murdered in the struggle daily, and poor people never get shit and struggle daily. This ain't no alien conspiracy theory, this shit is real. Written on a dollar underneath the Masonic seal.
Y'all don't rap for dead presidents, I'd rather see the president dead. It's never been said, but I set precedents.
Freedom fighter for this revolution, fuck a wage earner. See, I be what John Wilkes Booth was the Lincoln. Blam, Sirhan, Sirhan, peeping through the curtains with my eyes on a Kennedy. Dead press politic, know your enemy. Keep your toes close, because political power come from the barrel of it. We in a war, nigga, leave it or love it. Since they got us in the scope like a PE logo, I watch for the popo and train at the dojo. Not a gun delero, but a working class hero, taking a stand like a panther with an M1 Garand. Screaming, know your gun laws, self-defense is a must. When we set it off, I'ma be the first to bust.
Yo, I'm one with my gun, I love it like my first son. It protects me, to make sure the Jakes respect me. I'm one with my gun, I love it like my first son. It protects me, to make sure the Jakes respect me.
What do you do when the police kicking your door like,
how you gonna come? Put your hands on your head, on the trigger of your gun. When the law break in, how you gonna go? Shut down on the pavement, or waiting in death pool. You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too.
It's a war of terrorism, neo-imperialism. You know that money is the reason they drop bombs to kill people, not to free them.
Don't believe them.
It's not a war on terrorism. It's a war of terrorism, neo-imperialism. You know that money is the reason America is killing for oil, not for freedom.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. It's a sequel.
We know what this is all about. Come on.
The power, 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 truth to power, power, power. Bush is getting ready to attack Iraq. The final hour is approaching on the doomsday clock. See, Bush is itching to remove Saddam. His answer to kill every Iraqi with a bomb. But the U.S. helped him attack Iran in 1980. They wanted oil from Tehran. That regime change was about Khomeini. America helped Saddam even though he was crazy. Use chemicals, but there's something absurd. The U.S. gave them the gas that he used to kill the Kurds. Now America wants to act like they friends. This relationship is gonna bring the end of the demands for sovereign TSC, cause in his madness, they defer to Turkey. We all know Turkey's got a problem of their own with the Kurds, they're demanding a national home. They refuse to give the Kurds any power and let the bomb shower until the people cower. Let me break it down for you rather simply. See, it is about American hegemony. Regional stability adds up fundamentally against the Kurds. Don't believe a word of that BS, dude. Save it for the birds. Bush wants the dom extinct like a panda. Everybody knows that it's propaganda. I hate to be the foil, I hate to be the foil, but quite clearly it's all about the oil.
It's Operation Iraqi Liberation. Tell me, what does that spell? Operation Iraqi Liberation. O-I-L.
When Abdal Karim Kazim seized power and kicked the British out in 1958, he began a bloody and repressive regime.
But that was okay because Iraq was still seen as a buffer against the Soviet Union. It was only when Kazim changed his allegiances the following year and started to deal with the Russians that the head of the CIA declared Iraq the most dangerous spot in the world.
It was time for the Americans to engineer a little regime change, and a plot was hatched to assassinate the Prime Minister. The man at the center of the plot was a 22-year-old thug described as having no class.
The attempt ended in farce. The young assassin killed the wrong man, winged the Prime Minister, and was accidentally shot in the leg by a colleague. He then had to be bundled out of Iraq and shunted around Beirut and Cairo under CIA protection.
So, who was the CIA's bungling henchman and would-be assassin? Saddam Hussein. Whatever happened to him?
The pledge to resist. We believe that as a people living in the United States, it is our responsibility to resist the injustices done by our government in our names. Not in our name will you wage endless war. There can be no more deaths, no more transfusions of blood for oil. Not in our name will you invade countries, bomb civilians.
You dropped that bomb, you got my vote and the vote of every real American. See, listen, Mr. President, my buddy Ace and I were having this conversation the other day, and just out of nowhere, accidentally, I let slip the word fag. Well, my buddy gets all bent out of shape, saying, Ralphie, you gotta be careful, you don't know who's around, you know? And then he teaches me this little trick. Every time we see one of them homosexuals, we use the word watermelon. And I said, geez, Ace, goddamn, that's ingenious. What do you call blacks? He says, Texans. I said, what do you call Spics or Spanish folks? He says, truckers. And finally I say, well, what do you call them Arabs? And he looks at me and he says, well, hell, Ralph, we just call them sand niggers. You see what I'm saying, Mr. President? Nobody gives a shit about no dirty-ass sand niggers.
We must connect the world abroad to one at home and make America safe again for us to roam. Let's put the Patriot Act in action and we can send all of those sand niggas packing or trap them if the last name even sounds like Bin Laden.
Osama Bin Laden.
Osama Bin Laden.
Osama Bin Laden.
Osama Bin Laden. Giving you the facts. Osama Bin Laden. What y'all really know about Osama? FBI most wanted. America's most wanted. The world's most wanted. But what do you really know? All you know is what they put on TV, put on the news.
Let's talk about the world most hated. Bin Laden, the terrorist, may be exaggerated. Nah, Osama got married at age 17 and went to school and received a degree in public administration in 1981. Around the same time, Soviets with guns were invading Afghanistan. They wanted the power, wanted the oil, they wanted the land.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, we know the cause. Osama heard about the wars and wanted to get involved, so he went there, brought construction machines to build training camps for the regime. And there was somebody else who did not want Russia to win, so began to plot. And on March 8, 1985, Ronald Reagan sent the CIA inside to assist the Afghans and teach them to fight, teach them how to make bombs and plan a strike, and gave them money.
Ha, you think this is slow? This is the kind of shit they don't want you to know.
So in 86, Osama, the U.S. fighter, built more camps and gave birth to Al-Qaeda. With the help of the CIA and U.S. funds, we supplied the trainers, supplied the guns, supplied the recruits, and taught them urban terrorism.
So he wasn't a bad guy, he was an ally.
Yeah, the U.S. even recruited for Al-Qaeda right here in the States, and sent them more fighters, recruited at the Al-Qaeda Refugee Center in New York, and then they were sent to Virginia to Camp Perry, the CIA training facility, taught sabotage skills and paramilitary techniques. And this program was called Operation Cyclone and kept in the doors. And when you see Bin Laden holding his AK, just remember that he worked for CIA and would attack, bomb, kill or shoot whoever the United States wanted them to. So now the U.S. can secretly attack a nation through the use of the Al-Qaeda Foundation. They got $6 billion from me and you between 1978 and 92. And in May 2001, the Secretary of State gave them $43 million in aid. There's a game being played, it's easy to lose, especially when you don't even know the rules. It's funny how the U.S. trained the terrorists to fight and defend against the Soviets, but then 2003 did the same thing. I hope you understand the game being played. You can't believe everything you see, everything you hear, everything you read. True told, motherfucker, spitting the facts. Knowledge is power, and now I'm giving it back.
Why they not interrogating Bin Laden's family, just taking them back to the Saudis while they hit us with the Patriot Act. We want proof, where's your truth? Start facing the facts. Where's the bombs that Saddam used to make in Iraq? You either stupid or a liar, start facing the fact that
you have no God, you have no honor to defend your father who made this Osama bin paid from Bin Laden, Saddam, and the Taliban. Whose oil are you putting in your caravan?
The oil of Iraq belongs to the Iraqi people.
Here I am, standing on my own two feet, without a vest in the middle of these war-torn streets. It's all chaos, the payoffs are getting out of hand, while the people dismiss what they don't understand. Then it's one by one, if the stars all bleed, off the flag for a war that we don't really need. Cause I ain't making shit, fuck a war, cause it's business and the same old news. Bush one already did this, the father, the son, and the holy war, with America the beautiful, the biggest whore. Ever suck the dick of the world just for oil, with a few motherfuckers out to catch the spoils. I don't need it, this shit's been done. And you really think Bush didn't know about 9-1-1? As the leader of a government we cannot trust, and they could kill Kennedy, who gives a fuck about us?
Gotta bring the noise, gotta bring the bomb. Another desert storm or another Vietnam. With a circle of lies, you know we can't stay calm. We gotta get our shit together. Gotta bring the noise, gotta bring the bomb. Another desert storm or another Vietnam.
commercial break.
I know you said there'll be a time for politics, but you've also said you wanted to change the tone of Washington. Howard Dean recently seemed to muse aloud whether you had advanced knowledge of 9/11. Do you agree or disagree with the RNC that this kind of rhetoric borders on political hate speech?
Yeah. Look, there's time for politics. And, you know, it's time for politics. And it's an absurd insinuation.
In that case, sir, can I follow up on something unrelated?
There's silence in the media lambs. Boss is always money.